It's going to be a busy sporting weekend. The US Open concludes this weekend, and it is very possible that on Monday morning I could be congratulating Novak Djokovic as not only the winner of this Grand Slam, but he'll be the winner of a calendar Grand Slam. Not the first time he has achieved that. And he will be leading the pack as far as a man who holds the most number of Grand Slam titles, where he'll go past both Roger Federer and Rafa Nadal. The Proteas continue their tour in Sri Lanka this weekend. Big football games, both in South Africa and internationally, this weekend. But it is rugby where we focus this morning. It's a Currie Cup final in South Africa this weekend. And of course, rugby championship resumes with the Springboks taking on the Wallabies down under. Leighton Koopman is a sports journalist with Rapport. Joins me on the line now. Leighton, let's start with the one closer to home, if we may. The Currie Cup final is being contested this weekend. How do you see it going?
Morning, Africa. Yes, yes. First up, we have some local spice on the rugby field with the Bulls and the Sharks taking each other on again for that Currie Cup title. I think a home final for the men from Pretoria should see them be crowned victorious on Saturday evening. Although we hope that the Sharks will put up a fight and topple the Bulls, who have been dominating South African rugby locally for the last couple of months.
And it is really the Bulls' tournament to lose, is it not? I mean, look, I won't even speak about the Western Province and the challenges that they've had in this campaign. But the Bulls' style and approach to this has been marvelous to witness and to watch. The Sharks will be a formidable team to take on, without a doubt. And we know that the Sharks have repeatedly over the last two decades upset the Bulls, even at home sometimes, not only on this tournament, but also Super Rugby as well. The big boys, though, are out in Australia, where they'll be participating in rugby. The strength of the two teams that will be fielded by the coaches?
Yeah. If we're talking about the
Currie Cup
local,
we're still talking Currie Cup.
I think the Bulls will definitely miss their talisman in Johan Goosen in that number 10 jersey. He's been pulling the strings when it comes to the interplay of the backs and the forwards. Although the Bulls still have a very, very massive pack of forwards that the Sharks must contend with, and they have to stand their man if they do want to have a say in this game. I think the challenge will be in the back line. The Sharks, very explosive back line, very smart back line. So I think it's there that they can take the Bulls on. If they do not, it's going to be a very long day for the men from Durban. But we have to take in account as well, they were the only team to beat a full-strength Bulls team in this Currie Cup in Durban previously in the Currie Cup. So it could be a mouth-watering contest.
It certainly will be, without a doubt. And it continues to be a very important tournament, given the suspicion, question, speculation around Super Rugby that will then leave many of us very unsatisfied. Are we playing with the Southern Hemisphere teams? Are we playing with the European teams? That's another question altogether. But let's go to Rugby Championship then. The Springboks have been down under now, what, for two and a half weeks? And they'll be taking on the Wallabies in a couple of hours, really, because, of course, Australia is ahead of time, right? How do you see that playing itself out?
Yeah, it's a welcome return for the Springboks after about 3 weeks away from the rugby field. They had to quarantine for about a week and a half before they could eventually even get onto the training field down under. So it's going to be interesting to play the big name Southern Hemisphere teams again after a few years of absence, and then our teams not facing them in Super Rugby even. So an interesting game to look forward to. Also for South Africans, a bit of a weird time. We're playing them on Sunday and not Saturday like we are used to. So It's definitely going to be a very interesting weekend, especially Sunday for the Springboks.
You're right, it is Sunday, and the kickoff will be 5 minutes past midday, South African time on Sunday, when the kickoff happens. Ninaba will be relying on which players, do you think, for this match?
I think that presence of Dwayne Vermeulen will just lift the team. He's back at number eight. A welcome return for him after missing the Lions series, where he would have most definitely played an integral part in the team. But now he's got that task to do that against Australia and also later on against New Zealand. And then Cheslin Kolbe being out, we would want to see Sabun Nkosi perform like he's done so when he stepped into that role when Cheslin was injured. We look at the World Cup semi-final for that, and we know what Sabu can do when he gets chance to play. And then also just the pack of forwards. It's going to be their task just to manhandle the Aussies and create that front foot ball so that the backline can do what they can do.
Australia has not had a wonderful run of play in the Rugby Championship so far. So this will be a bruised Wallaby team that takes to the stadium. And they will want to prove a point, right? If nothing else, to Australians, that we are still very much in this championship.
Most definitely, they will be out to take the scalp of the Springboks. I know they might make some changes to their team, which will see a more exciting Australian rugby team pitch up and maybe take the Springboks on in a running game. If they do that, I think it will be very much more of a contest. If they play with their backs and not try to dominate the South African forwards, I think that would be playing right into Jock Ninaba's hands. So hopefully there's a couple of changes from Dave Rennie to his team so that they can pitch up and bring the fight to the Springboks.
Your colleagues at Media 24 have written extensively about the bench that Jacques Ninaba has chosen to pick, but I'll leave for people to read that on their own. To just clarify one thing, there was a lot of confusion when New Zealand decided that because of COVID-19, there were not going to be any rugby championship games played in New Zealand. Are we going to see the rest of the tournament all taking place in Australia now?
Yes. Everything's taking place in Australia, even South Africa's 100th test against New Zealand, which was initially scheduled to take place in New Zealand. What a setting that would have been. And if that victory could have happened for the Springboks, what a feat that would have been. But now they will have to go and do it in Australia, in Brisbane. They'll have to start there and then continue to hopefully dominate and bring that rugby championship trophy that they won in 2019 back to South Africa.
It would be marvelous, wouldn't it? Leighton, thank you very much. Leighton Koopman, sports journalist with The Report. The kickoff, of course, on Sunday, 5 minutes past 12 midday, five past midday, is the match between the Springboks and the Wallabies.